Good morning, Dale.
So I have a question for you. How many of our country celebrities are headed north to the border of Canada? I know a lot of other celebrities are moving to Canada because Donald Trump won. Is anybody in country doing it?
No. I think Lady Gaga is leading the way. I think Cher is going to be following. Who else?
Well, now Cher was going to move to Jupiter.
Oh, she's going to Jupiter. Well, yeah. Isn't she already there?
I think Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you forget about her. There's just a whole line of them. The moving vans are there. The immigration system, this is not a joke, in Canada has already crashed overnight.
So funny.
True.
I just say don't let the door hit you on your way out because we got it way better here than anyone else does.
I completely agree. And now I'm wondering, with Donald Trump winning with no experience in politics, as a three-term city councilman, Kat, I have more experience than Donald Trump in politics. Will there ever be a Senator Tim McGraw from Louisiana?
Yes. I don't know if senator, but he always says may get into politics someday. I know he's going to, but not anytime soon. Tim says, I've been fortunate in my career, and you always want to look at ways you can give back.
It's true.
So rumors persist that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani may get married before the next season of The Voice, as she's coming back to the show. Sources say the wedding should happen before the year ends, as they're finalizing plans now.
I can't believe Blake would ever move to Canada, but maybe Gwen might.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think what they believe might surprise you.
All right.
Garth Brooks' new box set is out Friday only at Target. We're hearing it's now become the biggest pre-sale in Target history. If she could trade places with anyone in the world, Carrie Underwood chose her dogs. She says they get to sleep in the big bed and lay around all day.
You know, I just thought of something really dirty there, so we're going to move on. Nothing to see. Nothing to see there.
Brett Eldridge says he's a mushy guy who's not afraid to cry at chick flicks. Brett also says he's working on a new album he hopes will be out early next year.
And he's a Cub fan. I love that guy.
Big time. And finally, Cam performs today on Live with Kelly, and then Willie Nelson is on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm Nashville Kat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and Dish on 94.1 KFKF.